This is the tale of a boy, a girl, and the heart they share. It's a story that no one was meant to tell. In the impassioned world of transplant surgery, the families of organ donors almost never encounter the people into whom those organs are transplanted. For obvious reasons, transplant services go to great lengths to ensure that donor and recipient families are kept at a distance. The entire process of organ donation is fraught enough, without creating additional emotional entanglements that could heap distress upon vulnerable individuals. Exceptionally rarely, however, donor and recipient families do discover each other's identity. Invariably, the catalyst is media attention. I first encountered the story of 9-year-old Max Johnson in The Mirror in June 2017. In England at that time, people who wished to donate their organs after death had to proactively opt in to making their wishes known by signing up to the National Organ Donor Register. Many medical and patient advocacy groups argued that more lives could be saved if the law was changed, so that, as in a growing number of other countries, adults would be presumed to have consented to organ donation unless they opted out. The hope was that this would address the scarcity of organs, enabling many more lives to be saved. The Mirror, a newspaper with a history of advocating on a wide range of social issues, chose to run a campaign on this one. Under the headline, "Change the Law for Max," the paper ran a front-page splash, making a powerful appeal to the then UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, to introduce new legislation addressing the scarcity of organs available for transplant. The editor hoped that public pressure would galvanise the government into making the drafting of the necessary legislation a priority. Max had been a footballing, tree-climbing, play-fighting force of nature until a mysterious illness caused his heart to fail, leaving it so dangerously weak and unstable he was forced to spend 9 months confined to a hospital bed. Ordinarily, nothing in the human body is quite as single-minded as the heart. Its four chambers, fibrous flesh, electrical waves, and swing door valves are designed with one aim and one alone: to beat.